This is KCUR 89.3. A small hospital in the middle of Kansas has undergone multiple ownership changes and bankruptcy over the past couple years. And yet, unlike other rural hospitals buffeted by economic and demographic forces outside their control, it has managed to keep its doors open. In the first part of a three-part series about rural hospitals in the Midwest, KCUR's Dan Margulies explains how.
2 years ago, things were looking up for Hillsborough Community Hospital. Its decades-old facility was replaced by a gleaming new structure financed by a bank loan and city bond issue. The 15-bed hospital was one of the bigger employers in Hillsborough, a farming community of 2,900 founded by Russian Mennonites in the 1870s. But not long after the hospital moved into its new quarters, it was acquired by Empower HMS, a group of Florida businessmen. The company had taken over management of troubled rural hospitals in other states, promising to turn them around through a lab billing arrangement that took advantage of the higher rates paid to critical access hospitals. But that's not what happened at Hillsborough. Soon after Empower began running it, bills began piling up. The bank moved to foreclose on the hospital, and the city threatened to cut off its electricity.
Things actually got quite worse. And by November of 2018, 1 year later, there was literally no money.
That's Brent King, the hospital's Chapter 11 bankruptcy trustee. After the bank's action, a receiver was named to run the hospital, and it placed the hospital in bankruptcy. Things had gotten so bad at that point that hospital supplies were running out and employees weren't getting paid.
Empower had not only abandoned the facility, they had abandoned the people left behind to keep running it.
It looked like Hillsborough might go the way of other rural hospitals and close for good. Olivia Robinson is Hillsborough's human relations director.
Employees felt that they did not matter, that they were a dollar sign, and because that dollar sign had run out, that they were no longer needed, kind of thrown to the side as trash.
A dozen Empower-run hospitals across the country are now in bankruptcy. Eight have closed. But Hillsborough, so far, has managed to avoid that fate. Employees and the community rallied to save it, recognizing its importance to the community.
Well, if you want to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10.
That's Hillsborough City Administrator Larry Payne.
There are specific things for small communities that they need to be successful. Hospitals, schools, post offices, churches, you know, those sorts of things. You know, when you don't have those, you are on the decline.
The hospital was just days from closure when the receiver brought in Margaret Grismer, a Navy and Public Health Service veteran, to run it. By then, the hospital lab had shut down, and the emergency room was diverting patients elsewhere. Employees were reduced to buying food for patients. The first thing Grismer did was reopen the lab and secure needed supplies. Then she reopened the emergency room. Now, less than a year later, Grismer is hopeful the hospital will not just survive, but thrive.
This hospital is meant to succeed right now. We have a very supportive community.
Since 2010, 113 rural hospitals nationwide have closed. Hundreds more are vulnerable to closure. The reasons for rural hospitals' plight are varied, but they're tied to the plight of rural America in general. More elderly residents, more people with chronic conditions, lower median household incomes, and decreasing populations. Hillsborough faces many of those same demographic and economic pressures, so it's not clear why the hospital has managed to survive while others have not. But the community's all-out support appears to be a key factor. Payne, the town's administrator, points to the proactive collaboration between the town and the hospital.
Not just Larry, it's the whole city council, the Bank of Hayes, the trustees, the legal staff that we've got that's working with us, makes a difference.
Whether that collaboration will prove enough to overcome the forces that have led to the closure of four other rural hospitals in Kansas in the last 3 years remains to be seen. But so far, Hillsborough Community Hospital has managed to defy the odds. I'm Dan Margulies in Kansas City.
Tomorrow, our series continues with a look at how the elimination of labor and delivery services has had a big impact on small Iowa communities. This report is part of a collaboration of newsrooms led by Iowa Watch and the Institute for Nonprofit News, with additional support from the Solutions Journalism Network. You'll find more information at hospitals.iowawatch.org.